This is an interview that Veronica Matheson's conducted, and while still at the top of his game, high-profile winemaker John Ellis has handed over the reins as winemaker at Hanging Rock Winery in Victoria, here in central Victoria, to his son Robert, who's now making quite an impact on the local wine scene. Veronica talked to Robert about his vision for the central Victorian winery.
Now, Rob, it must be a huge responsibility for you taking over as winemaker.
It certainly was. I mean, my father's made some of the world's greatest wines. He's very well renowned for sparkling wine in Australia. Definitely was considered the best sparkling winemaker in Australia when he was in charge of the place, and all of his wines, all of his awards. It was and the Hanging Rock reputation. It was a lot to live up to. That's for sure.
It certainly would have been a responsibility, but I obviously gather you are making your mark as well.
Certainly am. I've definitely changed my winemaking style a bit to Dad, and even changed what we're doing with the vineyard here. I'm getting really well known for my Pinot Noirs, which Dad never really hung on to, like I do anyway, and my aromatic whites and things like that.
So you've planted new vines?
Yeah, we've planted. We've always had Pinot Noir and Chardonnay at the vineyard here, but they were used for sparkling wine in the past. We've always considered this site, it's one of the coldest sites in Australia, to be too marginal to actually grow grapes for anything other than sparkling wine. You need, because with sparkling wine, you don't need to get them as ripe as you do for table wine. I don't know if it's a global warming thing or just what we've done to the vineyard, but my passion has always been Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And I, in 2012, thought, I'll give it a go. Let's see if we can make a really good table wine from this vineyard. And the wines that I've been making have been winning awards left, right and centre, and they've become the benchmark for the region in some way, and I'm really proud of them.
Tell me the wine that you're proudest of. What is the best award you've got?
So last year, our Jim Jim Pinot Noir, which is our reserve Pinot Noir from the vineyard here, won the best wine in the Macedon Ranges at the Macedon Ranges Wine Exhibition. And it's also won another 4 gold medals in other competitions. So that's the wine that I'm most proud of. And the future vintages of that wine I'm considerably more proud of as they go on. So hopefully they'll get the same accolades.
You know they're going to be a good drop.
Yeah, that's it.
How often do you test your wine? How do you taste it? How often do you taste it to make sure that, you know, it's going the way you want it to go?
It's a constant thing as a winemaker. You're constantly looking at your wines. You've got to check them. I mean, the maximum that I'll go without tasting a wine in the winery is a month, and I need to keep an eye on all the wines that I'm making and making sure that they're going the right track. Once they're in bottle, you can't do much about them, but it's good to see how they develop and think about when you're going to be able to release them when they're looking at their best. It's an important part of the process.
So when you're out of work, you never taste any wine?
I taste a lot of wine when I'm outside of work as well. My future wife and I will open at least a bottle a night. Not necessarily finish it, but we drink it an awful lot in the household.
Well, you've got to keep your taste buds.
Keep the palate.
You've got to keep the palate going.
Yeah, that's it.
So where do we go from here? Are you going to expand, or are you just going to keep
the way the business is going is to focus more on our premium end, focus more on these premium Pinot Noirs and the Macedon Ranges wines that we make and the premium Heathcote wines that we make. And sort of actually make the business smaller, but just more profitable in its premium nature.
And is this aimed at the international market?
This is more for the domestic market, but the international market will play a big role in that as well. It's amazing how much the international market, especially the Chinese market, as we mentioned before, being our largest one, are looking more and more to more premium wines rather than the cheap stuff that they originally came into the industry looking for.
And when you started travelling, did you go to winelands or did you just sort of travel around?
I definitely went to winelands. I've always travelled to winelands. I think every holiday I go on is a tax deduction. it's important. But when I left university, my ultimate goal was to just do as many vintages as I can in as many countries as I can to get as much experience as I possibly can.
Because your plan was always to come back here, was it?
Yeah, my plan was always to come back here, and I always thought it was going to be very, very important not to just follow in my father's footsteps, to come into the industry with my own ideas and ways of looking at things. I've worked under a lot of different winemakers and got lots of different versions of how to make wine and how to think about wine.
And who do you respect most? Is it the winemakers from the traditional countries like France, or?
The Australian winemakers are probably the most impressive winemakers in the world. There's no doubt. The French industry, for instance, we had a lot to learn from them, but they're so stuck in their traditions that the new generation of winemakers just do exactly what their fathers have done. As a general rule, there's a bit of a push now for the younger generations to really come out. With climate change, they have to change the way they've been doing things. But the Australian winemakers paved the way for basically low cost, incredibly good quality wine internationally. And that's when we first got renowned. Sort of in the 90s, we were making incredibly good value wines that the world suddenly pricked their ears up and realised that Australians really know what they're doing.
Sparkling wine, like sparkling wine in Australia and champagne in France, I mean, how do you think they compare?
I still prefer champagne, to be honest. when I want to celebrate, it's a bit of a cliche, but when we're celebrating, we'll always pop a bottle of champagne rather than an Australian wine. But especially the wines of Tasmania and the Macedon Ranges, we're competing, that's for sure. Like a good bottle of Bollinger or Krug or Paul Roger, or you always think, oh yeah, no, this is what we're aiming for, and we're not quite there yet, but we're definitely getting there.
What makes your cellar door so special?
Well, you all got to come and visit, because our views is just incredible. It's such a special spot. We're looking over Hanging Rock, and that's one of the draw cards definitely for our cellar door. People can come and sit out in the lawn and enjoy a glass of wine looking over the vineyard and Hanging Rock. But we've also, the breadth of what we have on offer in cellar door is really special. We have wines from a lot of different price points, from a lot of different regions in Australia. You can come and focus on the wines just from the vineyard that you're looking at, or you can have a wine experience to show what Victoria has to offer in terms of winemaking.
That was Robert Ellis, who spent time studying winemaking styles in South America, Europe and South Africa before taking over from his father John as winemaker at Hanging Rock Winery in Central Victoria, and Veronica Matheson was the reporter.